Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Before we unlock the great knowledge that he has in store for you, Dr. Joseph Heinemann, don't forget, call 412-922-WELL, 9355, and make an appointment with him. Definitely worth your time. They're there right now. But I do want to take time to remind everybody about Weiner Wellness Week, March Mayhem, Saturday, March 7th through the 14th. Workshop schedule, all of that stuff, you're going to be able to enjoy it. And the hours will be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesday, Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come join them for this free event and enjoy free workshops, free samples, free all-you-can-eat vegan buffet, free supplement advice, free testing, and I do mean huge discounts on all of their natural supplements and organic food products. Don't miss it. It's March Mayhem, March 7th through March 14th. And now the host for today's show, the good doctor, Dr. Joseph Heinemann. Hey, Doc.
Hey, Rob. Great to be with you again. Always a pleasure.
Likewise.
All right, so before I begin, I want to tell everyone that we have February specials before March Madness. And the following products are going to be 25% off, 25% off for the entire month of February. And that's going to include four of our most popular and effective supplements. I'm going to start off with HA Plus. This is like one of our flagship supplements. It's a comprehensive dietary supplement to support joint connective tissue function and skin health. And I've heard many testimonials from different people confirming the effectiveness of this supplement. Some who are going to go in for knee surgery or hip surgery, and after taking this for an extended period of time, discovering that most of their pain had gone away and they didn't need it. Now, of course, that's not going to be the result of everyone. However, there have been a sufficient number of people who have relayed this information to me to result in my personal recommendation of this product. The next is X-Flame. X-Flame is a unique formula patented to reduce pain and swelling, modulate the immune function. In other words, if it's too active, it can kind of bring it back down. So if you've got like an autoimmune disease where you have an overactivity of white blood cells and other immune functions, this will kind of bring it back down to a more moderate level. If you don't have enough, it's going to help you fight off inflammation and infection. Okay, next. Turmeric Plus. This is a great anti-inflammatory. I think taken in combination with the X-Flame is an excellent choice for, say, things such as swollen knees or an acute injury. You just got injured. You need to control the swelling and the edema. The combination of these two would be excellent. And then there's another supplement called Relax. And this is to help the muscle spasms relax. I use this supplement myself after a long day of, say, maybe physical work or even very stressful work. This is a great product to just relax the muscles. So it's not the same as X-Flame or turmeric, which works for inflammation, to take down the inflammation. The Relax actually helps you to take tight muscles and make them relax. And so we get the name, Relax. One more time, these supplements are for 25% off. HA Plus, Relax, X-Flame, and Turmeric Plus. So thank you for tuning in. As you know, I'm a lifestyle and wellness-oriented doctor with over 26 years' experience as a chiropractor. Actually, it's now 27 years' experience as a chiropractor. Time keeps moving on. whether or not I want it to stop. I also hold a Master of Public Health degree from the University of Pittsburgh. And altogether, I have over 40 years' experience in the natural healthcare field. I use safe, natural, effective methods to get your body to work better and restore your health by addressing the lifestyle and environmental factors, which are often the root cause of the problem. It's not a generic treatment to take away symptoms. My objective is health restoration. And the protocol is designed specifically for you as a unique individual. So whether your goal is to optimize your already good health, review your supplement regime, or to address the root cause of a chronic problem such as diabetes, I can help you. To make an appointment with me, Dr. Honigman, call the Weiner Wellness Center at 412-922-9355. The cost of my office visits are very reasonable. Now, I was going to do this show about diabetes, but there has been so much news about the coronavirus that I've decided to take a detour. And today I'm going to discuss the influenza virus as well as the coronavirus and kind of compare them so we can put everything into perspective. If you've listened to my show in the past, you may have caught the show on the flu, which I did in December. And you may recall that I emphasized the unreliability of the flu vaccine to match the circulating strain, and that whether or not you get the vaccine, it's still in your best interest to increase the health of your immune system through a healthy lifestyle and by taking some key supplements. Now, the latest on this current season's influenza vaccine is that it does not match the viral strain, which is an influenza B virus strain. That usually occurs later in the season, but now it's the dominating flu and its activities across the United States. It appears to be especially virulent, that means damaging, to the children, according to a new report for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, commonly known as the CDC. So far this year, there have been at least 15 million documented flu cases. 15 million and 8,200 deaths, including 54 influenza-associated pediatric deaths, children deaths, which is more than twice the number of flu-related pediatric deaths reported at this point last year. 15 of those deaths were reported just last week, at a time when all eyes were on the coronavirus. The director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infections, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN the current flu season is on track to be one of the worst in years. Unfortunately, that's what I've heard for the past 2 years. So these past 3 years, they've been especially harmful.
All right, short break. We'll come back. I want to remind everyone to reach them at the Weiner Wellness Center. Dial 412-922-9355. Ask to make an appointment with Dr. Honigman, and you can find out more at drweiner.com. All right, right back to Dr. Honigman and more on this week's topic. Doc?
All right, thanks, Rob. So we left off with me giving you a few statistics, and that is that at least 15 million documented cases of this year's influenza virus has occurred, and there's been 8,200 deaths so far. Now, let's talk a little bit and compare it to the coronavirus. As of a few days ago, 213 people in the world have now been killed by coronavirus, with the number of confirmed cases topping 9,816 globally. So I guess now it's a little bit more than that. As of January the 31st, that's yesterday, 2020, there are now 7 confirmed cases in the United States. 1 in Arizona, 1 in Washington State, and 3 in California, and 2 in Illinois. And there have been no deaths so far in the United States. So the virus has been confirmed in 4 states. Five United States patients had recently visited where it began. I believe it's pronounced Wuhan. All of the first five U.S. cases have been described as mild. The sixth and seventh was just documented, and so it's too early to tell how serious that case is. Now, on the other hand, the CDC stated on January 30th that it's likely that there's going to be more cases of the coronavirus reported in the United States in the coming days and weeks ahead, including more person-to-person spread. But remember, so far, there's been at least 15 million documented flu cases in the United States, 8,200 deaths, including 54 influenza-associated pediatric deaths. The coronaviruses are a large family of viruses that can cause respiratory illness such as the common cold, but they can also be more dangerous. The new coronavirus is believed to have emerged from illegally traded wildlife at a Wuhan wet market, which puts people and live and dead animals, dogs, chickens, pigs, snakes, civets, and more in very close contact. It's likely that bats were the original hosts. They infected other animals, which then transmitted the virus to humans. The, I believe it's pronounced Hunan Wholesale Seafood Market in Wuhan closed on January 1st after it was found to be the most likely starting point for the outbreak of this coronavirus. And this is a type of wet market where humans and animals of many different species are in close contact. Now, these viruses are common amongst animals worldwide, but only a handful of them are known to affect humans. Rarely, coronaviruses can evolve and spread from animals to humans. This coronavirus does spread from human to human, but it's unclear how easily it spreads. Typically, as I said before, the coronavirus symptoms are mild to moderate. But in some cases, these type of viruses can cause lower respiratory tract illnesses that can be very severe, such as pneumonia and bronchitis. It's nothing to sneeze at, pardon the pun. But so far, there are seven people who've been infected with this variety of coronavirus in the United States of America and no deaths. And that's not on par right now with the 15 million documented flu cases, 8,200 deaths, and we're not through peak season. So, is this an unusual year in terms of not getting a good vaccine match for the circulating influenza virus? And by the way, of course, the vaccine's not going to help with the coronavirus or other non-influenza viruses that may be circulating. Unfortunately, the answer to that is no. The overall effectiveness of last flu season's vaccine was only 29%. Because it didn't protect against the flu virus that appeared later in the season. And the 2018-19 United States flu season, that's the one I'm talking about, was the longest flu season in a decade, lasting through mid-April for a total of 21 weeks. And this is not uncommon for the influenza virus to mutate into a different type of virus or for an entirely different type of virus to take over later in the season. So, what about the year before that? According to a report from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, vaccine efficacy during the severe 2017-2018 flu season was estimated at just 36%. And it killed and hospitalized more people in the United States than any other seasonal influenza in many decades. There were over 80,000 deaths in the United States. 80,000. And unfortunately, because of the different strains of flu viruses, it's possible to catch the flu twice in one season. And that doesn't count the other viruses that are not influenza that you may be unlucky enough to catch as well. But getting back to the flu, the reason is there are multiple strains of flu viruses circulating at any one time. So getting sick with one strain of flu won't necessarily protect you from a different strain. There's some good news, and that is that it's relatively uncommon to get it twice in one season, and hopefully you're not one of those who win the misery lottery. There are different versions of influenza A, and that's usually the subtype that's circulating this time of year. However, the type that we're experiencing is influenza B. Now, how does it work? How do these viruses reproduce? Well, the flu binds to cells, to your cells, not to anybody else, to your cells. And once inside, the virus commandeers your own cells to create its own viral proteins. It uses your own DNA, your RNA, to make itself. In other words, it kidnaps our cells and forces it to do what it wants, which is to produce more virus. What can be more insidious than that? Its goal is to produce as many copies of itself that will go on and attack even more cells and then use them to create more of itself. It sounds like your typical, what? It's like a zombie movie, right? You get bit, you turn into a zombie, you go out, create other zombies. And in fact, I actually think that that's what the epidemiologists, people who study these diseases, are probably afraid of right now. They're afraid that somehow this coronavirus is going to mutate into something, you know, really virulent, really bad. And since we have no normal immune system response, because we've never seen it before, it could cause havoc. But right now, that's not the case. So, if you've had the flu in the past, your body already has made antibodies to fight that particular strain. However, what do you think happens? The virus can evade our acquired immunity by undergoing a random and spontaneous mutation, resulting in relatively minor changes, but still forming a new strain of virus, which can limit or prevent our own antibodies from binding to them. And unfortunately, this happens frequently, but even worse. However, thankfully, much less often, large and sudden mutations can occur. This may be the result of two different viruses now forming a more dangerous subtype. This new subtype may even jump from one species to another, animal to human. And this can be a dangerous situation because it can be unlike anything our immune system has ever encountered. Every infectious diseases expert's nightmare is for a new virulent virus to jump from an animal, let's say from a bird to a human, and that same virus can now spread from human to human. Guess what? That's what the coronavirus is, right? This coronavirus originated in an animal. It's able to jump to a human, and now it's able to spread from human to human. The good news is, it's, at this point, as far as we can tell, relatively mild to moderate. And the other good news is we don't know how easily it can jump from human to human. And more good news is that the world has gotten on this quickly. They are quarantining people, anybody that they suspect may have been in contact with the virus. So they're stopping it from spreading. Maybe, you know, that's why we've only had 7 cases so far. Now, look, it's going to spread. There's going to be more cases. That's for sure. But are there going to be, you know, millions of cases like the influenza virus? And will it mutate into something much more dangerous? That's what we have to be concerned with. But right now, that is not the case.
All right, listen, as we go to break, if you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Honigman, please feel free. You can call them now. Simply say you were listening to the show, you'd like to make an appointment. Very simple, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Robert Mangino coming up after the news at the top of the hour, but we're just about a minute away from the latest update from CBS Radio News. Again, you can also find out more about March Mayhem, March 7th through the 14th, all of those great supplements, the great savings, the food, the workshops by going to drwiner.com. You know, Doc and I were talking during the break on the heels of the headlines that you heard moments ago about this coronavirus. And how many people in China, Doc?
There's 1.4 billion people in China. And I think it's approximately 300. I'm exaggerating because I don't think it's quite this much. 350 million people in the United States. So that means that China has approximately 1,100,000,000 more people than the United States. It's an extremely populated nation. And so when you hear these figures coming out, you have to put it into perspective.
What's happening, right?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. You know, if we took that percentage of people that were being, if we took the percentage of people that are that died from the influenza virus here in the United States just a few years ago, and we multiplied it and put it into China, we would be talking about hundreds of millions of people dead. Right? Now, that would be something that would catch a lot of people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all I'm saying, I'm not minimizing this because this could turn out to be a nightmare yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't anywhere near close to it at this point.
So let me just ask you this from a clinical standpoint, because this is what you're trying to make people understand of why the holistic lifestyle is a good lifestyle. What can people do to ramp up their immune system? Because, I mean, there's all sorts of flus out there, but just forget even about the coronavirus, but just be healthier. What can they do? What's that path you can take them down, Doc?
Okay, well, you know, you have, especially this time of year, you have your the recommendations that come out, you know, every time during this time of the year. And what is it? Wash your hands.
Absolutely.
Right? That's number one. Now, what's the other thing they're doing now? Right now, to prevent the coronavirus from becoming anywhere near as easily spread as the influenza virus, try to avoid being exposed to others that have it. And so they're taking people who have come from, you know, China and others who they suspect may have been infected, and they're basically, you know, kind of keeping watching on them for 14 days. Because it's approximately 14 days you're going to know whether or not you got it, right? And if you're okay, you're good to go. And if you're not, you're somewhere where you can be helped. So that's the next thing. Now, of course, get plenty of sleep. Everybody knows this. But, you know, in our lifestyle, how many people actually realize how important sleep is to their immune system? See, when we sleep, our body actually heals. It repairs and it restores itself, you know, resulting in our immune system actually making more white blood cells and antibodies that attack the viruses and bacteria as well. Next, we want to eat a whole food plant-based diet. You hear me say this all the time. Because it's good for not just chronic diseases like diabetes or autoimmune diseases or heart disease, but it also is extremely important for any type of an acute infection, in my opinion. And why? Because a diet that's rich in fruits and vegetables, herbs and spices is also going to be highly rich in antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. Next. I don't know, did I say this already? Stay hydrated. Make sure you drink lots of water. I'm not sure if I did. But drink lots of water. You should stay hydrated. What does your mother tell you when you're sick? Right? Drink lots of water. Get lots of sleep. It's good advice. And now, for the supplements. I am going to talk about that, and maybe I'll get back a little bit more talking about the difference between the influenza virus and the coronavirus and also the similarities. But for right now, what I'm recommending is elderberry. Elderberry is antiviral. It's not just anti-influenza. And we carry the Sambucus Immune and the original Sambucus standardized elderberry formula. And if you hear me talk about the supplement, if you call our office at 412-922-9355 and you say that you heard it on the radio, you can get 20% off. And that will be until next week. So I start with elderberry because it's a tried and true herb. The next that I'm recommending is our new Nutritional Frontiers Immunomax. This is very popular at our clinic. And I've heard many testimonials in regards to how it helped people get through the flu season or recover quicker than usual. And it contains many, many beneficial constituents to improve our immune response. The third supplement that I'm recommending is Pure Encapsulations Astragalus. That's Astragalus, A-S-T-A-R-A-G-A-L-U-S. And this particular herb has a remarkable ability to restore the functioning of a suppressed immune system. It also boosts the production of our white blood cells, and they're our fighters. That's our army, whose function is to destroy invading viruses and bacteria. And you've heard of zinc, right? Zinc lozenges have been shown to shorten the duration of common cold and flu system by an average of 3 days. So far, I've talked about elderberry, Immunomax 3, Pure Encapsulations Astragalus, zinc lozenges. And last but not least, I'm recommending Argentin 23, a suspension of ultra-fine electrically charged silver particles in water that produce significant antimicrobial activity. I really like this product. I use it a lot. Now, the Argentin silver, it's a spray. I spray it right into my throat. And now I'll also spray it under my tongue and hold it for approximately 60 seconds. Also, in addition, these are other little tips that you can use at home that I do. I recommend daily doses of vitamin C. That's our buffered vitamin C, and whole garlic to help support your immune system. So what I do is I'll take 2 cloves of garlic. Of course, I peel them, and then I cut them up into little bits that I can swallow. I let them sit for 10 minutes because that seems to potentiate its active ingredients. And then I swallow them. I swallow the pieces with a large glass of water. So I get in a real large glass of water, like a 16-ounce glass of water, and I take my garlic. Now, also along with that, I might take Immunomax, but I also take something called ADP, which I did not mention. That's oil of oregano. The Immunomax contains a constituent of mushrooms. So, like I say, I'm having my Italian seasonings, right? I'm having some garlic, a little bit of oregano, and some mushrooms for the morning. And they're very antimicrobial. So that's another thing that you can do to help you. And you should do this right at the beginning of any type of infection, any type of virus that you may be experiencing. So as soon as you start feeling, you know, that cough, the soreness in your throat, you know, a little bit of congestion in your chest, get on this right away. Now, that brings us to, how do you know that you have the flu? The flu will usually come on suddenly, resulting in a rapid onset. You could have a fever with this. You may have a sore throat, a productive or a non-productive cough. Guess what? The coronavirus also has these symptoms. Now, other symptoms may include a runny or stuffy nose, muscle or body aches and pains. Now, I get that. right? When I'm, you know, I've had those muscle aches and pains in the past, and right away I know something's wrong if that starts happening. That fatigue, that general malaise, you don't feel like getting out of bed, headaches often behind the eyes, and sometimes you might get some vomiting and diarrhea, although that's more common in children than in adults. So, for me, when I've gotten the flu in the past, it's come on very suddenly. It seems like one day I was pretty good, and the next day I didn't really feel like getting out of bed. I had a lot of muscle aches and pains. I believe the coronavirus works a little differently. It comes on mild, and then it picks up speed. So that may be a way of differentiating between the two in terms of symptoms. Rob?
Yep. All right, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, come back, summarize, and he's got some more antidotes that I think you really need to know. But I cannot stress this enough. For your overall holistic, natural, good health, to keep you on that straight and narrow, to get you back off the ground and get headed in the right direction again. Listen, we all get knocked down when it comes to our health, but this is the way to start doing it the right way. Go regular visits to get good maintenance, great tips, get those supplements. Be there when we get to that March Mayhem event on March 7th through the 14th. You'll see how this incredible clinic works. And you, my friend, by the time we get to the summer months and the sun is shining, you're going to feel so good about who you are. But today is the day that you've got to start. And the best way is to dial 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, and say, I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Joseph Honigman. All right, Doc, let's get back and to summarize and add a few more antidotes. But this is something I think we're going to continue to watch with the rest of the world, and hopefully that will come to an end sooner than later. But anyway, go ahead, Doc.
Okay, so remember, you know, besides the influenza virus that's circulating, you know, at this right now as we speak, and we're still in peak season. You know, it's possible peak season will go right through February for another month, and it may even go into March. You know, and it may last at least until April. There's been some situations where the flu has lasted always into May. So we don't know. Now, there's also other viruses that are circulating at this time of year, many different ones. The corona right now is getting a lot of attention because it's a zoonotic, type of virus, which means it's being transmitted from an animal to a human. And that makes it a little bit more difficult for our immune system to figure it out. So the potential is there for this to be really bad. But keep in mind, right now, we have only 7 documented cases, and there's millions and millions of people who've already been infected with the influenza virus. And what I point out is that the flu vaccination is not going to be effective for those other type of viruses. And it's had a really poor track record for the past 3 years for the influenza virus that has occurred this season, the 2018-2019 season, and the 2017-2018 season as well. However, I do want to point out that I recently spoke to a senior citizen who told me that she gets the vaccine every year and has not come down with the flu once over the past 8 years, and she's very happy with her vaccination. I'm sure there's many others out there that have that same opinion. So, the other point is, that's also true for some people who did not get the vaccine for that same period of time. Whether you choose to get the vaccine or not is entirely up to you, and you should hear both sides of the story before making your decision. To do that, you can go to the CDC website, the Center for Disease Control website, which will give you lots of information on the vaccine. But you can also go to the website www.nvic.org, www.nvic.org, which is the National Vaccine Information Center, so that you can get both sides of the story before you make up your mind. And no matter what you decide, you're still going to benefit greatly from building up your own immune system with a healthy diet and lifestyle, along with some key supplements. Do you remember my recommendations? Let's go over them again just very quickly, right? Get plenty of sleep. Eat a whole food plant-based diet. Drink lots and lots of clean water. And try these supplements. The Symbucus Immune, the Nutritional Frontiers ImmunoMax 3, Pure Encapsulations Astragalus, Zinc Lozenges, Argentin 23. Don't forget to take your vitamin C. And don't forget to cut up your garlic and have that. I do it early in the morning as soon as I get up. So that's going to sum up my recommendations for the flu. And also, hopefully, that clarifies some of the questions that you had about the coronavirus. The coronavirus, right now, we're doing a really good job of containing it. We don't know if it's going to spread and, you know, become much, much, much more of a problem. Fortunately, right now, there are no deaths associated with it and only 7 documented cases in the United States. Let's hope that it doesn't even come close to matching this year's influenza virus. Now, you've heard me talk about whole food plant-based diet almost every time I'm on the air. Now, I recently came across this article, and I just thought it was fascinating. And it's by Joel Kahn. He's an MD. And he's called America's Healthy Heart Doctor. And he said, he starts off with, how many times have you heard the recommendations to eat your greens? Kale, bok choy, mustard greens, broccoli, and other vegetables, which have been praised as superfoods and are often rated as the healthiest foods to eat. Now, although there's many components of these foods, they contribute to health, like with fiber and minerals and micronutrients and antioxidants. But here, this is what I want to point out. The green color itself may aid our health. And why? Well, they're green because they contain large amounts of chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is the Latin meaning green leaf. Chlorophyll is formed in the cells of the leaves and other parts of the plant exposed to light. Green plants take in sunlight and transform it into energy. This is called photosynthesis. Chlorophyll is the chemical that permits this transformation. Now, this is the kicker. I knew this, but it was just so much fun to hear it again. The structure of chlorophyll is nearly identical to hemoglobin, the molecule that carries oxygen in our blood. The major difference is chlorophyll has, guess what, at the center of its molecule? Magnesium. While hemoglobin has the iron molecule. And you've heard us talk about how important magnesium is. It's actually essential for 350 important enzymatic reactions that take place in our body. And that's the center of the chlorophyll molecule. And scientists showed long ago that chlorophyll kills bacteria. It kills strep and harmful bacteria in the GI tract. Chlorophyll consumption increases the number of red blood cells and therefore increases oxygen utilization by the body. Chlorophyll, that green molecule, also reduces the binding of carcinogens on DNA in the liver. Therefore, it's going to help reduce the possibility of liver cancer and other organs as well. It can also break down calcium oxalate, which are kidney stones, that you definitely don't want to have, because if you ever had a kidney stone, you know how painful it is. And if this is going to help prevent that, that's just another great reason to eat your dark leafy greens. Let's see. Are there other things in here that I want to point out to you? All right. Well, all green plants and most vegetables that we eat contain chlorophyll. Some will contain particularly high amounts of total chlorophyll. Now, this one everyone's going to like. Spinach is particularly high in chlorophyll. You know, Rob, spinach was the only vegetable when I would eat when I was like 10 years old or 9. You know why? Because Popeye the Sailor Man ate spinach. And I wanted to be just like Popeye. So I had no problem eating spinach. Olive oil.
He was our hero.
Yeah, he actually was. So no problem eating spinach. Kale, not so much. So now, of course, other green vegetables that are sources of chlorophyll include asparagus. Very good for liver detoxification, by the way. Asparagus is great. Beet greens. What do we know about beets? They're great increasing nitric oxide. Wonderful for your heart. Bell peppers, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, green cabbage, all those dark leafy greens. So the next time you eat a green vegetable, pause for a moment to appreciate the complex chemistry of chlorophyll that helps our health and prevents disease.
Always a pleasure. Well done, sir.
Thank you. Don't forget to make an appointment.
Listen, make an appointment. You really need to, folks. It's a good idea. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. And as we get closer to March Mayhem, great savings, vegan food, wonderful workshops. It's all free. It's an opportunity for you to really get stocked up in the spring and head to the summer, feeling good about yourself with those great supplements and the great leadership of people like him. Remember, Dr. Winer, WINER.com can give you all the information that you need. But the best advice I can give you today or any day, call them. They're there now. Make an appointment to see Dr. Honigman. You will not go wrong. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.